Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Based on the screenplay by Julian Fellowes. Adapted by Jane Rollison. Romeo and Juliet. Prologue. Our story takes place in Verona, in Italy. Aeschylus is the prince of the city. There are two important families in Verona, the Montagues and the Capulets. For hundreds of years, the Montagues have hated the Capulets, and the Capulets have hated the Montagues. When a Montague meets a Capulet in the town, they fight. There is always blood on the streets of this beautiful Italian city. And then a Montague boy and a Capulet girl fall in love. Can they bring the families together? Can their love end the fighting? This is their story. Act 1, Scene 1. The year is 1526. It is autumn in Verona. There is a fight in the street. Two Capulet servants are fighting two Montague servants. Benvolio takes out his sword and runs between them.
Stop fighting! Put your swords down!
Tybalt arrives.
Benvolio! It is time to die!
I am trying to keep the peace, Tybalt. I am trying to stop them.
Peace? I hate the word peace. I hate all Montagues, and I hate you.
Tybalt points his sword at Benvolio, and they fight. The other men join in again. Lord Montague arrives, and he joins in too.
Tybalt! I am here too. Fight me.
Lord and Lady Capulet arrive.
Bring me my sword.
Lady Capulet takes his arm.
Don't be stupid. The prince will be angry.
Montague is here and he's fighting. Get me a sword.
A servant gives a sword to Lord Capulet. He tries to join the fight. Lady Capulet tries to stop him. The Prince of Verona arrives on his horse.
Men! Dogs! Stop! Put down your swords!
The fighting stops.
Listen to me. I am very angry. Capulet and Montague, your families are always fighting in our streets. This is the last time I will do nothing. Next time, you will pay with your lives. I want peace in Verona. Capulet, come with me now. Montague, I will speak to you later. And now, you others, if you love life, go home.
The prince leaves, and the Capulets follow him.
Who started this fight?
Benvolio, were you here when it began?
No, my lord. When I arrived, the servants were fighting. I wanted to stop them, but then Tybalt joined in. Tybalt is always angry, and he tried to kill me. And then the prince arrived.
I am happy that Romeo is not part of this. Do you know where he is?
I saw your son early this morning, my lady. He was walking near the woods, looking sad.
He often walks there at night. Then he shuts himself in his room all day.
What's wrong with him?
He won't tell us.
Look, here he comes. Perhaps he'll tell me.
Come, my lady. Let's leave Benvolio with Romeo.
Romeo arrives. Lord and Lady Montague go home.
Good morning, Cousin Romeo.
Is it still morning? The sad hours pass so slowly.
Why are you sad? Are you in love?
I am in love.
Who with?
A woman.
I guessed that.
A woman who doesn't love me. Her name is Rosaline.
Rosaline? But she's a Capulet.
I know.
You must forget her.
How can I forget her?
Verona is full of beautiful women.
When I look at other women, I only see that Rosaline is more beautiful than them.
I'll teach you to forget. You'll see.
Act 1, Scene 2. Inside the Capulet house, Lord Capulet is talking to Paris.
So, my lord, what is your answer? Will you allow Juliet to be my wife?
She is only 13. You must wait, Paris. Perhaps when she is 15.
Some girls are already mothers at 13.
And they are old women when they are 20. Juliet is my only child. She carries all my hopes for the future. You can talk to her and try to win her heart, Paris, but she will decide. Tonight, we're having a big party. I hope you will come, Paris.
He calls his servant, Peter.
Peter, come here.
Peter comes in, and Capulet gives him a piece of paper.
Here are some names. Go into the city, find each person, and invite them to the party tonight.
Peter goes into the centre of Verona. Benvolio and Romeo are there.
Find these people, he says. But I cannot read. I must ask someone for help.
He sees Romeo.
Excuse me, sir. Can you read?
Peter gives the piece of paper to Romeo.
Signor Martino and his wife, Lord Anselm and his beautiful sisters, Uncle Capulet, his wife and their daughter Rosaline. Where are you inviting these people?
To a dance tonight at Lord Capulet's house. A dance with masks. You are welcome too, sir, as long as you are not a Montague. Thank you for your help.
Peter goes to find the guests.
So Rosaline will be at Capulet's party tonight. Why don't we go too? You will see all the young women of Verona. Then you will discover that Rosaline is not the most beautiful.
No girl is more beautiful than my Rosaline. But I'll go just to look at her lovely face.
Act 1, Scene 3. Juliet is in her bedroom with Lady Capulet and nurse.
Juliet, I must speak to you.
What is it, Mother?
Have you thought about marriage?
I never think about it.
Well, think about it now. Here in Verona, many girls of your age are already married. I was already a mother at your age.
I know.
Lord Paris has spoken to your father. He wants you to be his wife.
Lord Paris? He's a good-looking man.
What do you think, Juliet? Can you love him?
I have only spoken a few words to him. I don't know him.
He will be at the party tonight. Get to know him.
I will try to like him, Mother. I want to please you.
Good. Now, let's put on our masks and join our guests.
Act 1, Scene 4. Outside the Capulet house, Romeo, Benvolio and Mercutio are watching guests arrive at the party. The three young men are wearing masks.
Ready? Let's go in, have a dance, and then leave.
I will not dance.
Romeo, we must see you dance.
Oh, I am too sad to dance.
Most people are happy when they are in love, but not you, Romeo.
Come on, or the party will be over.
Romeo stops for a moment to look at the night sky.
I have a strange feeling about this night. Something bad is going to happen. I feel I am going to die soon. Oh, why do I think such stupid things? Let's go, friends.
Act 1, Scene 5. Inside, the guests are eating and drinking. As the three friends come in, Lord Capulet speaks to his guests.
Welcome to my house, ladies and lords. Let's have music and dancing.
The music begins and the guests dance. Romeo sees a girl dancing, but she is not Rosaline. He cannot take his eyes off her. She looks back at him.
Who is that girl dancing over there? She is too beautiful for this earth. Oh, I am in love. And I know now that I have never been in love before. I have never seen a beautiful woman until now.
Tybalt is standing near Romeo. He has heard his voice.
I know that voice. That man is a Montague. Has he come here to laugh at us in our own house? He insults us, and I will kill him.
Tybalt, stop. Why are you so angry?
A Montague is here, Uncle.
Ah, yes. He wears a mask, but I know him. It is young Romeo. Everyone in Verona speaks well of him. Leave him alone, Tybalt. He is safe in my house. Remember the prince's words? Now, Tybalt, smile. This is a party.
I will not forget this.
Tybalt leaves the party angrily. Romeo crosses the room to Juliet. He sees nobody in the room except her. She feels the same. He takes her hand.
I am sorry that my hand is not soft. My lips are softer. Can I kiss you?
If you hold your hand against mine, it is like a kiss.
And this is a real kiss.
Romeo kisses Juliet. Nurse comes up to them.
Juliet, your mother wants to speak to you.
Juliet looks for a long time into Romeo's eyes and then goes.
Who is her mother?
Her mother is Lady Capulet.
She is a Capulet. My life is in the hands of my enemy.
Benvolio joins Romeo.
Let's join the party before it finishes.
Benvolio and Romeo leave. Nurse finds Juliet.
Nurse, come here. Who was that man?
I will find out.
Nurse goes to find out. She comes back quickly.
His name is Romeo, and he's a Montague. He's the son of your father's enemy.
The only man I love is the son of the only man I hate. When I first saw him, I did not know his name. Now it is too late, because I am in love. Oh, love is cruel. I have fallen in love with my worst enemy.
Act 2, Scene 1. Romeo has forgotten Rosaline. Now he loves Juliet, and she loves him. Their love must be secret, because their families are enemies. Romeo is outside the garden wall of the Capulet house.
How can I go home when she is here?
He jumps over the wall and into the garden. At that moment, Juliet comes onto her balcony. She doesn't see Romeo.
It is Juliet. It is my love.
Romeo moves closer to the balcony as Juliet begins to speak. She doesn't see him.
Oh, Romeo. Romeo. Why is your name Romeo? A rose is beautiful and smells sweet. If we call it by a different name, it smells just as sweet. If you change your name, Romeo, you are still the man I love.
If you love me, I can change my name.
Oh, who is there?
I cannot say my name. It is a word you hate.
I know that voice. I have only heard it say 100 words, but I know it. Are you Romeo and a Montague?
I am not Romeo or a Montague if you dislike those names.
Romeo climbs up to Juliet's balcony.
How did you reach my balcony? The walls are high and hard to climb.
Walls cannot stop love.
Why are you here? My family must not see you here. They will kill you.
If you love me, I am not afraid of their swords. If you do not love me, they can kill me. I cannot live without your love.
I was speaking to the moon. I didn't know you were listening. Please don't think badly of me. I don't fall in love with every good-looking man I see. I have never felt like this before. Please believe that my love is real.
And I love you.
We are moving too quickly.
Juliet, where are you?
Good night, my love. Our love will grow while we sleep.
Don't leave me like this.
What do you mean?
I want to tell you that I love you.
I showed you my heart before I was ready.
Do you want to take back your words?
No. I want to tell you again. My love for you is deeper than the deepest sea.
Juliet!
Goodbye, my love. I'm coming, nurse! Romeo, stay there a moment.
Juliet goes inside.
Is this a dream? It's too sweet to be real.
Juliet comes back onto the balcony.
Dear Romeo, listen. If you really love me, let's marry. I'll send nurse to you tomorrow. Tell her the time and place for the wedding. Then I'll come to you and stay with you until we die.
Juliet, come in. It's cold out there.
One moment, nurse. Romeo, good night, my love.
Juliet goes inside.
The world goes dark when she leaves me.
Juliet comes back onto the balcony again.
Romeo, what time do you want to see nurse tomorrow?
At 9 o'clock.
It feels like 20 years until 9 o'clock tomorrow. I've forgotten why I called you back.
I will stay here until you remember.
Then I will never remember. But it's almost morning. You must go. Good night until tomorrow.
It is very sad to say goodbye, but I am happy that we will soon meet again.
Sleep well, my love.
Romeo climbs down from the balcony.
I won't sleep tonight. I'll go to Friar Lawrence and tell him my happy news. I will ask him to help us.
Act 2, Scene 2. Friar Lawrence is alone in his garden. He is collecting flowers to make into medicines.
There is good and bad in this flower. If you smell it, you feel better. If you eat it, your heart stops. There is good and bad in men, too.
Romeo comes into the garden.
Good morning, Father.
Romeo, you are up very early this morning. Or perhaps you have not been to bed?
You're right. I didn't go to bed last night.
Were you with Rosaline?
Rosaline? Who is she?
Ah, you've forgotten Rosaline. So, where have you been?
I've been to a party at the house of my enemy.
Tell me more.
I have fallen in love with Juliet, daughter of Lord Capulet, and she has fallen in love with me. We want to marry quickly, and we need your help. It must be a secret.
Yesterday, you loved Rosaline. Today, you love Juliet. How is this possible? Young men love with their eyes, then, not with their hearts.
Rosaline did not love me.
She knew your love was not real.
Juliet loves me.
Come inside, Romeo. I'll help you. Perhaps this wedding between a Montague and a Capulet can turn hate into love in our city of Verona.
They go into Friar Lawrence's church. Act 2, Scene 3. Benvolio and Mercutio meet in the street.
Mercutio, I have bad news. Tybalt saw Romeo at Lord Capulet's party last night, and now he wants to fight him.
That's the end of Romeo, then.
What do you mean?
Tybalt is strong, and Romeo has gone soft with love. He has forgotten how to fight.
Romeo appears.
Here comes Romeo.
Good morning to you both.
We lost you after the party last night, Romeo.
I had important things to do last night. I'm sorry.
You've changed. You look like the real Romeo. Where's the Romeo who looks sadly at the moon all night?
Before Romeo can answer, Nurse appears. Mercutio laughs at her because she is old.
Good morning, my lords. Can you tell me where I can find Romeo?
What does an old lady want with a young man called Romeo?
She wants to invite him to dinner with her.
Benvolio and Mercutio laugh.
Ha ha ha! Romeo, are you coming to your father's for dinner?
Yes, I'll see you there.
Goodbye, old lady.
Mercutio and Benvolio leave.
Who are those men, sir?
Don't worry about them. They like to make jokes.
Well, they have upset me. Now, sir, do you really love Juliet, or are you playing with her heart? She is a young lady and knows very little about the world.
Good nurse, I truly love her.
Good. I will tell her.
Ask her to meet me at Friar Lawrence's church this afternoon.
I will give her your message.
Goodbye.
Act 2, Scene 4. Juliet is waiting for Nurse in her bedroom.
Where is she? I sent her at 9 o'clock, and she promised to come back in half an hour. That was 3 hours ago.
Nurse appears. She is very tired after her morning's work.
Good, sweet nurse. Why do you look sad? Is it bad news?
Let me sit down. My old body is tired. I have run all over town this morning, and I cannot speak.
You speak to tell me you cannot speak? Oh, is the news good or bad?
Romeo is very good-looking and kind, but I don't like his friends. Now, have you had lunch?
Oh, nurse, is there going to be a wedding?
Oh, my poor head. My poor back.
Sweet nurse, please tell me what Romeo said.
He's waiting for you at Friar Lawrence's.
Oh, thank you, nurse.
Juliet kisses nurse and runs happily from the room. Act 2, Scene 5. Friar Lawrence is talking to Romeo in his church.
I hope this wedding will not have a sad ending.
If Juliet is mine, then I am not afraid of dying.
Here she comes. Look at her. She is like a young rose. Life is a long, hard road. Is she strong enough?
Juliet runs up to Romeo and they kiss.
Do you love me as much as I love you? Tell me how you feel.
True love doesn't need words.
Come with me. We have a wedding to go to.
Act 3, Scene 1. Mercutio and Benvolio walk along a Verona street with some of their men.
Let's go home, Mercutio. It's hot and the Capulets are on the streets. We don't want a fight.
But I love a fight.
Fight less, Mercutio, and live longer.
Tybalt and his men appear.
Oh, no. Here come the Capulets.
And why do I care? My lords, can I have a word with you? A word? How about a fight? I'm always ready for that, Mercutio. But I'm looking for your friend, Romeo.
Let's talk somewhere quieter. People are watching us.
Let them watch. I'm not moving from here. I don't want to fight you, Mercutio.
Romeo comes along the street.
Ah! Here comes Romeo. He's the man I want. Romeo! You have insulted my family. Take out your sword and fight.
I have not insulted you. In fact, I love you and your family. I love the name Capulet as much as Montague.
Romeo, what are you saying? You love a Capulet? You've gone soft. Stand to the side, Romeo. Tybalt, fight me. I will.
They start to fight. Romeo takes out his sword.
Benvolio, we must stop them. There must be no fighting on the streets of Verona.
Romeo steps between Tybalt and Mercutio. Tybalt pushes his sword under Romeo's arm and into Mercutio. who is now behind Romeo. Mercutio cries out,
"Ah! Help! His sword has found my heart! I am dying!"
"Are you joking, Mercutio?"
"Yes, it's nothing. Call a doctor!"
Mercutio's servant runs off for a doctor.
"Get up, man. Is it bad?"
"Call me tomorrow, and I will not answer. I will be dead. Why did you come between us, Romeo? I didn't see his sword until it was too late."
"I wanted to stop the fight."
"Benvolio, carry me inside. I hate all Capulets and all Montagues."
Benvolio carries Mercutio into a house nearby.
"This is my fault. Only 1 hour ago, I married Juliet and became Tybalt's cousin. I am always thinking of love and forgetting my family."
Benvolio runs out of the house.
"Romeo, Mercutio is dead."
"This is a black day."
"And here is the angry Tybalt, back again."
"What? With Mercutio dead? Before, I was soft and I wanted peace. Now, I am angry and I want to kill Tybalt."
Romeo goes after Tybalt.
"Tybalt! I am ready to fight. Mercutio is dead. You or I must join him."
"He was your friend, so you can go with him."
"We'll see."
They fight, and Romeo kills Tybalt.
"Romeo, run away! The prince will kill you."
"The sun, the moon, and the stars are against me."
Romeo runs away. The prince's officers quickly arrive at the scene.
"Who killed Mercutio? Where is Tybalt? Which way did he run?"
"He's lying there, dead."
The prince arrives with the Capulets and Montagues.
"What has happened?"
"My lord, I saw everything. Tybalt killed Mercutio, and then Romeo killed Tybalt."
"Tybalt, my brother's child. Prince Escalus, look at the Capulet blood on the street. The Montagues must pay."
"Benvolio, who started this fight?"
"Tybalt, my lord. He killed Mercutio and ran away. Romeo was trying to make peace. But then Tybalt came back and Romeo was angry. They fought hard and fast. Romeo killed Tybalt and now he has run away."
"This man is a Montague and he is lying. Prince, don't listen to him. Romeo must die."
"No, Prince. Romeo was Mercutio's friend. When a man kills another man for nothing, the law says he dies. The law says Tybalt had to die. So Romeo was right to kill him."
"Romeo does not decide the law. And for that, I'm sending him out of Verona. He must leave now. If he comes back to the city, he dies. You Capulets and Montagues will pay for this day."
Act 3, Scene 2. Juliet is waiting for Romeo, her new husband, to come to her room. She hasn't heard about Mercutio and Tybalt.
"The hours are passing so slowly. Hurry up, night time. Bring me my Romeo.
Nurse comes into Juliet's bedroom. Her face is white.
Nurse, what is the news? What's wrong?
Oh, my lady, it is a sad day. He's dead, my lady. Oh, Romeo!
What? Is Romeo dead?
Nurse is crying and doesn't answer.
If he is dead, say yes. I will poison myself and join him. If he is not dead, say no.
I saw his white face and his red blood. I saw his dead body on the street.
My heart is breaking. Romeo is dead.
Oh, Tybalt. He was always kind to me. I can't believe he's dead.
What? Is Romeo dead? And Tybalt too? My kind cousin and the husband who I love.
Tybalt is dead, and Romeo has left Verona. Romeo killed Tybalt, and the prince has sent Romeo out of the city.
Is there a cruel heart in that beautiful body? I can't believe it.
All men are cruel, and that includes Romeo.
Nurse, do not speak of Romeo in that way. He is a good man.
So, now you speak well of the man who killed your cousin?
Yes, I speak well of my husband. I have been his wife for 3 hours. But the prince has sent him out of the city. Oh, this is the worst news. Where are my father and mother, nurse?
They are with Tybalt's dead body. Will you go to them?
They can cry for Tybalt. I will cry for Romeo. I'm going to bed, nurse. I will die there.
Wait in your room, my lady, and I'll find Romeo. I know where he is.
Oh, that is good news, nurse. Ask him to come to me and say goodbye.
Act 3, Scene 3. Friar Lawrence comes into his church. Romeo is waiting for news in a dark corner.
Romeo, where are you? Come out.
Father, what is the news? What terrible future has the prince decided for me?
The news is good. The prince is letting you live. He is sending you out of Verona.
Out of the city? I will die.
But you can go anywhere else in the world.
There is no world for me outside the walls of Verona.
You have killed a man, and the law says you must die. But the prince is being kind to you. Can't you see that?
This is cruel, not kind. Without Juliet, I will die slowly.
Think for a moment, Romeo. Things are not so bad.
Romeo falls to the floor.
You are not young and in love. You have no idea how I feel.
There is a sound at the church door.
Romeo, run to my study. Someone is coming.
Romeo doesn't move.
Who's there?
Nurse enters.
Oh, Father, I have come from Lady Juliet.
Welcome, then.
Where is my lady's husband?
Here, on the floor. He's crying.
Oh, she is just the same. Stand up, Romeo. Be a man.
For Juliet, stand up.
Nurse!
He stands up.
What does Juliet say? Does she know that I have her cousin's blood on my sword?
She cries for Tybalt, and she cries for you, sir.
Let me kill myself!
He picks up a knife, but Nurse takes it from his hand.
Stop and think, man. Juliet is alive. That's good. Tybalt wanted to kill you, but instead you killed him. That's good again. The prince has saved your life. That's good again. Go to your wife tonight, but leave her before the sun comes up. Then you must escape to the city of Mantua. Live there until we find the right time to tell the world about your marriage to Juliet. Your friends and the prince will be happy with the good news.
I will go first and tell my lady that Romeo is coming.
Nurse leaves and Romeo follows. Act 3, Scene 4. Lord and Lady Capulet are at home with Paris.
Lord Paris, Juliet is very upset about Tybalt. She will not come downstairs again tonight.
This isn't the right time to talk about a wedding. Good night, Lady Capulet.
Good night. I'll speak to her about you in the morning.
Paris walks to the door to leave, but Lord Capulet calls him back.
Lord Paris, I think my daughter will do as I say. We need some happy news after this terrible day. Let's agree a day for the wedding. Wednesday, perhaps? What day is it today?
It is nearly Tuesday.
Wednesday's too soon, then. We must wait 2 days after Tybalt has died. Thursday will be fine. Wife, tell Juliet in the morning. She will marry Lord Paris on Thursday. Or is Thursday too soon for you, sir?
An hour from now is not too soon for me, Lord Capulet.
Very well, then. Go now. Good night.
Act 3, Scene 5. Romeo and Juliet are on the balcony. It is the early morning, and the sun is coming up.
Don't go. It's hours until daytime.
Look at the sky, my love. Look to the east, where red lines are breaking up the dark blue night.
That isn't daylight. A star has fallen from the sky. It will light your way to Mantua. You don't need to go yet.
I will stay then. Let them take me and kill me. I'm happy to stay because you want me to stay. Let's sit and talk together. It isn't daytime.
No, it is daytime. You must go.
Nurse appears at the door to the balcony.
My lady, your mother is on her way to your bedroom. The sun is up.
Romeo kisses Juliet and climbs down from the balcony.
My love, my husband, my friend, have you gone?
Goodbye. I will write to you every day.
Will we ever meet again?
Yes, and we will look back at these bad times from a happier place.
Juliet looks down at Romeo below her.
This will not end well.
Goodbye, my love!
Romeo jumps over the garden wall and disappears. At the same moment, Lady Capulet comes into Juliet's bedroom.
Juliet, you are awake.
Mother! I am not well.
Are you still crying for your cousin Tybalt? You cannot bring him back to life, so stop now.
He was my friend, and I loved him.
Are you crying because Romeo lives?
Yes, you're right. I am crying because of Romeo.
Romeo killed Tybalt, but Romeo lives. The prince is too soft. The Capulets are not soft, and this is not over for us. We will send a man to Mantua. He will find Romeo there and poison him. Will you be happy then?
Mother, let me make the poison myself, while you find a man to take it to Mantua. Then I will feel better.
Very well. But now I have some good news. Your father has planned a happy day for you.
What day is that?
A wedding day. On Thursday you will marry Lord Paris.
But this is too soon. I have only spoken a few words to Lord Paris. Please, tell my father that I will not marry yet. I prefer to marry Romeo than Lord Paris. And you know how I feel about Romeo.
You can tell him yourself. Here he comes.
Lord Capulet and nurse come into the room.
My lovely daughter, why are you still crying? Wife, have you told her the news?
I have, my lord, but she does not want to marry. She says no.
She says no? But Lord Paris is good-looking, young, and rich. She is lucky to have him.
Thank you for finding him, father. But I cannot marry someone I hate.
You will go to the church with Lord Paris on Thursday, Juliet, or I will pull you there by your hair.
Father!
No! Do not speak! Get to the church on Thursday, or never look at me again.
Please, sir, do not shout at your daughter.
Shut up, old woman. This is not your business.
Don't be so angry.
Why can't I be angry? Day and night, I think only about my daughter's future. Now I have found a good man for her, and she says no. If she is not at the church on Thursday, she can die on the streets.
Lord Capulet goes out.
Mother, please help me. Let's have the wedding in a month, or a week. If not, I will join Tybalt in his tomb.
Do what you like. I have nothing to say to you.
Lady Capulet leaves.
Nurse, how can we stop this? What can I do?
Well, I think the best thing is to marry Paris. He's a lovely man. He's much nicer than Romeo. Romeo can never come back, so there's nothing he can do about it.
Do you really believe that?
Yes, my lady.
Perhaps you are right. Tell my mother that I am going to Friar Lawrence.
Yes, my lady. You have made the right choice.
Nurse believes that Juliet agrees with her and will now marry Paris. She leaves.
What a bad woman. Before, she had only good words for my husband, Romeo. But she forgets him as soon as there is trouble. Perhaps the friar can save us.
Act 4, Scene 1. Lord Paris has come to see Friar Lawrence in his church.
Thursday, sir? That is very soon.
Lord Capulet has chosen the day.
But has anybody asked Juliet about this?
I don't like it.
She is very sad about Tybalt, and I have not been able to talk to her about love. Her father is worried about her, and thinks a wedding will help her.
Juliet comes in.
Oh, I am happy to see you, my lady, and my wife.
I am not your wife, sir.
Not yet, but you will be on Thursday. You have come to see Friar Lawrence? Tell him that you love me.
Juliet does not answer him.
Father, have you got time for me now? I can come back this evening.
No, this is a good moment. Sir, we need some time alone.
Of course. Goodbye until Thursday.
Paris kisses Juliet and leaves the church.
Father, come and cry with me. There is no hope for me now.
Juliet, I can do nothing to stop this wedding.
There is a knife on a table, and Juliet takes it.
Then I will kill myself with this knife.
Wait. Let me think. Yes, I have an idea. But it is dangerous.
Friar Lawrence goes into his workshop, and Juliet follows. He finds a small bottle.
I will do anything to escape this wedding and join my real husband. I will jump from the highest building. I will sleep in a tomb full of dead bodies. Anything.
Good. Then listen to my plan. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Tomorrow night, when you are alone and in bed, drink this sleeping medicine. You will fall into a deep sleep. Your body will lie still. Your friends will think you are dead. The next day, they will carry your body to the Capulet tomb and leave you there. I will write to Romeo. I will tell him to go to the tomb two nights later. At the same time, 42 hours after you drink this, you will wake up. Then Romeo will take you with him to Mantua.
Oh, yes! Give the medicine to me, Father.
Go! I'll send Friar John with a letter to Romeo in Mantua.
Goodbye, Father.
Act 4, Scene 2. In a large room in the Capulet house, everyone is busy. There's going to be a wedding.
Where is Juliet?
She has gone to speak to Friar Lawrence.
Perhaps she will listen to him.
Juliet comes in and speaks to her father.
I am sorry, Father, for the things I said. From now on, I will do as you say.
This is good news. We will not wait until Thursday. We'll go to the church tomorrow.
I must choose my wedding clothes. I am going to my room. Good night.
Juliet leaves the room.
And I will walk over to visit Lord Paris and tell him the news. My daughter has come back to me, and my heart feels light.
Act 4, Scene 3. Juliet is alone in her bedroom. Lady Capulet comes in.
Juliet, can I help you?
No, Mother. I am ready for tomorrow. I'd like to be alone. I'm sure that you have a lot to do.
Go to bed and rest. You need to sleep.
Lady Capulet leaves the room. Juliet is holding Friar's sleeping drink.
I feel cold and afraid, and I would like to call my mother back. But she cannot help me now. I have Friar Lawrence's bottle here. Perhaps it will not work, and I will have to marry tomorrow. I will kill myself with this knife before that happens. Perhaps it is poison. Perhaps Friar Lawrence is afraid because he married me to Romeo. But I don't believe that. He is a good man, and my friend. Perhaps I will wake up in the tomb too early. Oh, I will be with Tybalt's dead body. There will be a horrible smell. Tybalt's ghost will touch me. No, Tybalt! No! Romeo, I drink to you.
Juliet drinks from the bottle and lies still on her bed. Act 4, Scene 4. A few hours have passed. It is early morning. The house is awake, and the cooks are making food for the wedding. Nurse comes into Juliet's room. She cannot wake Juliet.
My lord, my lady, come quickly.
Lady and Lord Capulet come into the room.
What's wrong, nurse?
Paris is here. Juliet, get up.
She is dead.
My child, my life. Open your eyes, or I will die with you.
Let me see her. My child. She is dead too soon. She was the sweetest flower in the field. She is so cold.
Act 5, Scene 1. Romeo is in a street in Mantua. Balthazar, Romeo's servant, appears.
Do you have news from Verona, Balthazar? Have you brought me a letter from the friar?
No, my lord. I bring you bad news. Juliet lies dead in the Capulet's tomb. I am sorry, my lord.
Can this really be true? Get me pen and paper, and then find some horses. I am going to Verona tonight.
Balthazar goes. Romeo starts walking through the streets of Mantua.
Juliet, my wife, I will lie next to you tonight, and I will end my life. But how? I remember an apothecary in this street. He sells poisons. I will find his shop.
Soon he is standing outside the apothecary's shop.
Hello? Apothecary?
The shop door opens.
Who is there?
I need a poison that can kill a man. Here, take this money.
I have a poison, but I am not allowed to sell it.
I can see that you are poor and hungry. Here, take the money.
I will do as you ask.
The apothecary goes into his shop and comes back with a small bottle of poison.
This poison will kill 20 strong men.
Here is your money.
Romeo leaves the shop and starts his journey to Verona.
Money kills more people in this terrible world than poison.
Act 5, Scene 2. Friar Lawrence is in his church. Friar John appears.
Ah, Friar John. Welcome from Mantua. Did Romeo give you a letter for me?
A terrible thing happened. I went to find Friar Stephen to come with me to Mantua. He was visiting a poor man who was ill. Then some officers came from the hospital. "We think this man has the plague," they said. "You cannot leave this house for 24 hours." So I could not go to Mantua.
Who took my letter to Romeo, then?
I could not send it. Here it is.
Luck is against us. I must go to the tomb. I must be there when Juliet wakes up. She will be angry with me, but first I will write again to Romeo in Mantua. Then I will bring Juliet here to the church until Romeo comes. Poor child, lying in a dead man's tomb.
Act 5, Scene 3. Paris is outside the Capulet tomb with his servant.
Wait over there. If you hear anything, call me.
The servant goes. Paris stands outside the tomb.
Juliet, I will come every night to talk to you.
Someone is coming.
Who can this be? I will watch from the dark.
Paris stands in the dark. He watches as Romeo and Balthazar come to the tomb.
Take this letter to my father, Balthazar. I am going to open up the tomb. I want to see Juliet's face. Go, do not stay to watch.
I am going, sir.
Take this money, Balthazar. You have been a good friend.
Balthazar doesn't go. He stands behind a tree and watches Romeo. Romeo begins to open the tomb. Paris comes into the light.
Stop, Montague. You killed my love's cousin, and the prince sent you out of Verona. Now you must die.
I do not know you, but I am here to die. I do not want to fight you.
Don't speak, sir. Take out your sword.
They fight. Paris's servant runs to call the prince's officers. Romeo wins the fight.
I am dying. Please, open the tomb. Put my body next to Juliet.
Paris dies. Romeo looks closely at his face.
Oh, this man is Paris, cousin of Mercutio. He loved Juliet. Balthazar told me about the wedding on the journey from Mantua. I will do as Paris asked.
He carries the dead Paris into the tomb, and there he sees Juliet.
Juliet, my wife. You are dead, but there is colour in your face.
He sees Tybalt's dead body.
Tybalt, are you there? I will kill the man who killed you. I am sorry, cousin.
Romeo touches Juliet's face.
Juliet, you are still so beautiful. I will stay with you and never leave this dark place. I will sleep forever next to you. Let me look at you for the last time. Let me hold you for the last time. Let me kiss you for the last time. I drink to you, my love.
Romeo kisses Juliet and then drinks the poison.
Apothecary, your poison is quick. With a kiss, I die.
Romeo dies. Friar Lawrence is outside the tomb.
Romeo!
He sees the swords and blood and enters the tomb.
Romeo! And Paris too? What is all this blood? What terrible luck is this?
Juliet wakes up.
My lady, hurry. We must go.
Friar Lawrence, the plan has worked. Is Romeo here?
Your husband lies dead beside you. Luck has worked against us. Come with me. I will find a place for you to stay.
I will not come with you.
There are noises outside the tomb.
People are coming. I cannot stay.
The friar leaves the tomb.
What is this in Romeo's hand? Poison. He has killed himself. Romeo, you have left none for me. Perhaps there is still some on your mouth. I will kiss you.
Juliet kisses Romeo.
Oh, you are still warm.
She hears shouting outside. It is the prince's officers.
Here is Romeo's knife.
She pushes Romeo's knife into her heart.
Let me die!
One of the prince's officers comes into the tomb.
Go to the prince. Run to the Capulets. Call the Montagues. Look for any man in this area.
Soon, men bring Balthasar and Friar Lawrence. The prince arrives and the Capulets follow.
Why have you called us in the middle of the night, officer?
Why are people running here to our tomb?
Why are they shouting Romeo and Juliet?
Sir, Lord Paris is dead. Romeo is dead. And Juliet is dead. But Juliet was not dead before. Her blood is still warm.
How have these terrible things happened?
Here is the friar and Romeo's man. We caught them near the tomb.
Lord Montague arrives.
Montague, this is a sad night.
My lord, my wife died a few hours ago. She could not live without Romeo. Is there even more bad news?
Look in the tomb.
The Capulets and Montagues visit the tomb. Then the prince orders his men to close it.
Friar, tell us what you know.
I know that it looks bad for me. Romeo and Juliet married in my church. I was there. Then Romeo killed Tybalt, and he had to leave town. Juliet was crying for Romeo, not for Tybalt. When she heard about the plans for her wedding to Paris, she came to me for help. I gave her a sleeping medicine. After she drank it, she looked dead, but she was not dead. I wrote to Romeo to tell him the plan. My letter never arrived. I came here to tell Juliet when she woke. But Romeo was already here. He was already dead, and Paris too. I don't know how this happened. I asked Juliet to leave with me. Instead, she killed herself. My lord, I know that I must die for my part in this.
We know you are a good man, friar. What do you say, Balthasar?
I went to Mantua to tell Romeo that Juliet was dead. I didn't know that she was only sleeping. He came here to the tomb and gave me this letter for his father.
Let me read the letter. Where is Lord Paris's servant? Why was Lord Paris here?
Lord Paris came to visit his lady's tomb. He told me to stand over there. A man, Romeo, came and he fought with Lord Paris. Then I ran to call your men, my lord.
The prince reads Romeo's letter.
This letter agrees with the friar's story. Romeo bought the poison from an apothecary. He brought it here to die with his love. Where are the enemies? Capulet? Montague? These young people have died because of hate between your families, and Tybalt too. And I have lost two good men from my family, Mercutio and Lord Paris. All are dead because of you.
Brother Montague, give me your hand.
The city of Verona will always remember Juliet.
And Romeo too.
This day brings a sad peace to Verona. The sun will not shine on our city this morning. Nothing could be more sad than this story of Romeo and Juliet.
The End. The Language of Shakespeare. Act 1, Scene 5, page 15. Romeo.
For I ne'er saw true beauty till this night.
Act 1, Scene 5, page 17. Juliet.
My only love sprung from my only hate.
Act 2, Scene 1, page 18. Juliet.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?
Act 2, Scene 1, page 22. Juliet.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Act 3, Scene 1, page 30. Mercutio.
A plague of both your houses!
Act 4, Scene 4, page 45. Lord Capulet.
Death lies on her like an untimely frost upon the sweetest flower of all the field.
Act 5, Scene 3, page 57. Prince Aeschylus.
For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo.